Hello, respective viewers. It's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. And this video is about Heather Humphreys. And she is one of the two people who's striving to win the presidential race. There's not very long to go. I'm talking about the presidency of the Republic of Ireland. Most people say, oh, you have to say just of Ireland. Well, I'll say what I want. I know Ireland here being a widely recognized pars pro toto synecdoche. All right. So the head of state. I'm mindful the majority of my viewers won't be Irish, so perhaps won't be so aware of this. It's a 7-year term, serve 2 terms maximum. Got to be an Irish citizen. Don't need to be resident in the Republic. I heard people say that British citizens were also eligible to stand for it. I'm not sure that's true, actually, because one of the bright ideas in the old days was to get Elizabeth II to stand for it, or now Charles III. And that would unite Ireland in a sense. But that wasn't going to fly. So Heather Humphreys there, she is 65 years of age. Well, I think she qualifies on the adult bit. Those who reside in the Northern Ireland are permitted to stand, or maybe anywhere in the world. For example, the butcher boy of the Bogside, Martin McGuinness, someone who terrorized his city, who murdered hundreds of Irish people and English and Scots and so on. He stood for it and shockingly got, was it 15% of the vote a few years ago? But fortunately, Satan has summoned him home. But back to Heather Humphreys. Now, these days, religious nomination doesn't matter. But as it so happens, she's a Protestant, and not even the Church of Ireland, of a very minor religious community in Ireland, and that is Presbyterian. So she hails from County Monaghan, which is on the border with the UK, a village called Drum, said to be the only Protestant-majority village in the Republic. So she's married, she's got children. This is a bit of her bio data, not that it matters. It seems like an overpromoted country bumpkin. Quite an embarrassment. Michael D. Higgins, he's not my cup of char politically, but he's certainly no dimwit. He's certainly articulate. He's sincere. He has a worldview. He's been fairly consistent over decades. So I accord him some kudos for that. He's deported himself with decorum, things like that. All hail the leprechaun. He's a man who's about 5'3", so he's shorter than the average woman, and his wife towers over him. There's no reason why a short man shouldn't be president. Now, obviously, Catherine Connolly's already in the race. I mentioned her. Now, Jim Gavin is nominally in it, you know, formerly head of the GAA for County Dublin. I mean, the city and county is one team. But he withdrew over that matter of €3,000 in rent he didn't refund to a tenant. It mightn't have mattered if this guy hadn't gone on to be a deputy editor of the Sunday Independent. And Finnafore knew about this. I was stupid enough to nominate him anyway. And then realizing that they could have paid back the guy's €3,000 plus compound interest and maybe settled the matter, but they didn't. So a big screw up by Micheál Martin. You think Micheál Martin, a very seasoned and cunning politician, been in public life for like 35 years, would have known better that this could blow up. But yeah, so Heather Humphreys, what can be said in favor of her? I mean, she's not a loony politically in Fine Gael. And I don't believe that being middle of the road is always a good thing. I'm definitely not middle of the road on everything. So she's not too young. I mean, I suppose she's not too old either, really. She has some higher education. She went to University College Galway, which is one of Ireland's less distinguished universities. Obviously, that's the main one in the West. Bit of a strange choice, considering she came from South Ulster. You think get to Dublin faster. Maybe the course she wanted was at UCG. So she was a bank clerk for a long time, and that was it. Is there anything notable about her? So she got put on to the Monaghan County Council, and that was simply by co-option, because her predecessor, Seymour Crawford, he was elected Teochta Dála. And I think in those days, you couldn't be both a councillor and a TD. Now, people who are not Irish watching won't realise TD is someone who's elected to the lower chamber of the Oireachtas. It's bicameral, like most national parliaments. So, OK, she's been in public life for a fairly long time, 22 years. She became a TD herself. Anything else? She's, you know, held a cabinet portfolio, performed satisfactorily in that. That's been for the Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht. Now, she committed 11 years ago to master the Irish language, which she signally failed to do. She was instrumental in hosting the 2016 centenary commemorations. Unfortunately, there were celebrations. of the Easter Rising, but obviously I didn't like the accent put on that. But I think the tone was probably unavoidable, given that it's a nationalist government. So I suppose she's a good team player. She's sort of undistinguished. I don't know any skeletons in kind of cupboard. No real screw ups. She's not eloquent. She just has a silly voice. Maybe I'm being too superficial. People say that her husband's a member of the Orange Order. I mean, that wouldn't count against her. She is not a chattel. She's her own person. I don't think he's a member anymore. I wouldn't care if he was. But for some people, that's a real no-no. They abominate the Orange Order. And in case you're not aware, that's a organization which welcome Protestants only. I met some members of the Orange Order in Derry last month. They were saying it is open to converts. If you're formerly a Catholic or a non-Christian and you cross the Tiber, yeah, they will accept you. Any Reformed Christian who accepts the British monarchy. But I think he was from the Republic of Ireland, and obviously there is no monarch in the Republic, unfortunately. So I think she'd be unimpressive, probably less opinionated than Catherine Connolly. She's less cerebral. I think she's just kind of quite sheepish, has managed to, well, I wouldn't say not quite fail herself her way upwards, mediocre, if that's a verb now, her way upwards. So she's evil. She's possessed of a violent hatred of children. And behind this sort of ineffectual, dimly simpering persona beats the heart of a raging psychopath. So watch out. But Catherine Connolly is just as bad. And Heather Humphreys hasn't been as vocal in defending Palestine. So I think that's a dereliction of duty on her behalf. Deep down, does she believe anything? Does she have bedrock beliefs? I'm not aware that she does. What makes her tick? And I'm not sure. I mean, it's maybe holding high office because she's never been guilty of independent thought. She's just toed the party line. And I dislike people who do that. I think people should make a splash just for the sake of it. But it suggests that, she's, well, more of a consensus politician. And the consensus isn't always wrong, but there wouldn't be too many shocks to the system. And this is where she has gone on the offensive against Miss Connolly, saying, well, you've insulted the heads of state of Germany, France, United States, United Kingdom, and so forth, and we need to cooperate with these people. These are our neighbors and are our allies. Well, the United States is neutral. Sorry, the Republic of Ireland is neutral about the United States, has no allies, although the European Union is something of an alliance itself. There is that rapid reaction force, and the Irish Republic were in the Partnership for Peace. So she's not one to rock the boat, but that's, I suppose, because she's rather invertebrate. So there won't be that many surprises from her. And it looks as though Catherine Connolly is going to win it. A few days ago, the polls were showing Heather Humphrey slightly ahead, but there's a lot in it. It could go either way because 30% of people are undecided. That's well beyond Mrs. Humphrey's lead. Another point is 12% of people say they still cast a ballot first preference for Jim Gavin, even though he's not even in the race. But having nominated, he can't denominate himself. That's inoperative. So if by any fluke we're elected, what are we going to do? Supposing he just doesn't show up at the nomination, or sorry, the inauguration of St. Patrick's Hall in Dublin Castle. What are the Blue Hussars going to do? No one to take the oath. At that point, I suppose the Supreme Court would resolve it and say, deem that he has not accepted the office, has to go to the second place candidate, will he hold an election again? I think, like, is it the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, he or she has to be a placeholder until such time as a new president is nominated. We have had sort of interregna before, for instance, after the death of who was it in office? I should know, Erskine Childers, or the resignation of Carullo Dawler. It took a while to elect somebody else, a few weeks. What's the other possibility? Yeah, or the other thing, Jim Gavin, if by any accident he's elected, show up, take the oath, resign immediately, and then does he go to the second place candidate? We'll jump off that bridge when we come to it. But I've changed my mind. It looks like Catherine Connolly is going to narrowly win it. I don't be by 5%. Hello, is it live? No, it is now live, Leslie. It usually is. So make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79 at gmail.com. Goodbye.